fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 15th day of February, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcast begin Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show. My show does begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. I have an update on Deputy Hendricks. Deputy Hendricks has a health issue. He is in the hospital, unable to be with us right now. I want to ask everybody to please pray for Deputy Hendricks that he will have a rapid and complete recovery. That said, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Perfect tip of the day, I give this a lot because it is so important and we do have an epidemic of cancer. If you want to know how to not get cancer, like I've known for more than 25 years, there's a book to read. It's a pretty good-sized book. It has the protocols that I've been doing for 25-plus years for how to not get cancer. The title of the book is World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. All right. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is a proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, beginning with the one we recommend people get started with. That would be the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, which instead of the fragile, and I've seen this firsthand, very fragile plastic spigot they have on Berkey's, there is a solid metal one that will last for generations. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John.
Well, good to have you with us, sir. Well,
Thank you.
It's been about 2-3 days ago that we now have the evidence that there was a conspiracy. A conspiracy is two or more people agreeing to commit a crime. A conspiracy involving high-level people in and outside the U.S. government in 2020 to prevent Donald Trump from being reelected, including Hillary Clinton and the director of the CIA, Mr. Brennan, and others. Clearly a conspiracy. Clearly we're cooperating to commit crimes, those crimes being to change the outcome of the 2020 election by creating these fictitious narratives that the that President Trump was colluding with the Russians and so forth. This is the evidence I've been looking for. How about you, Kirk?
Yeah, it's absolutely insane that that they're just now coming forth, you know, and making this more solid. I think, you know, the nature of this business, you know, this business of governments and politics is fraught with lies and misdirection. And it's the whole concept. I mean, there's nothing outside of that that I can see. It all falls into that cesspool. And, you know, these people that, you know, that we give our power over to, really, it's just, it's like a gigantic miscarriage of justice over and over and over again. And the thing that really irritates me is that they don't even have the intelligence to change the story. It's like the same theme repeated over and over and over again. And most of the people believe in this stuff because they're tuned into the mainstream media. I mean, I've got relatives that, gosh, they're much more formally educated than I am. They've got life experience. You know, it's not like they're different people. They're, you know, I have relatives. I mean, we have common background, you know, and common teaching. And still, they believe this garbage that's put out by CNN and the other daytime shows. It's just unbelievable. I can't even have words for it.
Well, we grew up thinking and believing that the mainstream media was truthful, that what they put out was reliable, correct, proper information. And that's still a belief held by probably a majority of Americans. And that belief is now, we now know, at least many of us in the alternative media, that listen to the alternative media, we know that the mainstream media has been lying to us for decades, going back to at least the Vietnam War, if not earlier. And it's unfortunate that so many Americans still have that heartfelt belief, isn't it?
It's crazy. I can't even. And I think a lot of it just has to do with the fact that it's much more convenient, you know, to continue on and not get emotional about these things that people maybe have an honest feeling that they can't control. And, you know, it's not like they're banging the drum, you know, for the criminals. It's just that they elect not to get involved. And the first place they do that, you know, is in their thinking. They elect not to consider these things because either it's too painful, or I think in most cases, their financial wherewithal comes from the system itself. And you know, they can't see themselves criticizing that because they don't want to put, you know, their continued income at risk. And this is the this is the biggest challenge, and it's harder today than it's ever been because of how entrenched the electronic monitoring and information capture system has become over the last 50 years. I mean, you know, one of the things that I did when I was in the service 45 or 50 years ago, whatever it is, I was involved with communication security. So, you know, we were in charge with teaching Reserve, National Guard, and active duty people, you know, how to use various code systems, counterintelligence, you know, what not to disclose, you know, on common phone calls and in media and on and on and on and on. And, you know, we've come such a long way since then. I mean, the technology that was available then, you know, to listen in or capture was beyond what most people would believe. Even now, you know, 45 years later, imagine what it is now. I mean, everything we say and do is being cataloged and categorized and stored. And a picture is being built about what our, you know, potential risk is to the clandestine plans of the people that control this country and all the world governments that I can see. I mean, there might be a few holdouts, but I don't believe there really are. I think everything is a piece of this giant play, and we're watching it now, you know, unfold, and we're trying to figure out, you know, what's the best course of action to drive things forward, you know, in a better manner. And it's a difficult thing to do because we're being attacked from so many different directions. I mean, John, you're a huge proponent, you know, of teaching about this, you know, this latest round of supposed vaccines. And, you know, it's just criminal, you know, what's happening there. And that's only one small facet. I mean, you couple that with the money supply, healthcare in general. But the biggest problem is the attitude of uneducation that people are just willing to believe this garbage that they see on the TV and read in the mainstream articles, and they're not willing to apply critical thinking, you know, to what's going on. I mean, you can just look at, like,
Kirk,
for example,
Kirk,
would be
Kirk, you can't apply something you don't have. Well, you can't. You know, so you're criticizing people for not applying critical thinking. They are not capable of doing so, sir.
Well, maybe. Well, I think it's just more convenient sometimes not to, and they've allowed themselves to get lazy, you know, mentally. Well, I choose to think that that's a big part. I mean, certainly you're right. You know, and
you're too kind. You're way too kind. A friend of mine was a headmaster of a private Christian elementary school in Metro St. Louis, and he says, John, we spend an awful lot of time attempting, the operative word being attempting, to teach critical thinking skills. I want to do a segue here. I was listening to a video of Sheriff Jones from Ohio talking about being in Washington, D.C. with his compadres in the Sheriff's Association, meeting with FBI Director Wray. And FBI Director Wray told them that the President of the United States would not meet with the sheriffs. Director Wray told the sheriffs that the President of the United States would not meet with the chiefs of police. There's no precedence for this, Kirk. There simply is not. The president always meets with the Sheriff's Association and the sheriffs. The President of the United States always meets with the chiefs of police. That tells me a lot. How about you, Kirk?
Well, I just don't think he's capable. I mean, wasn't there just a recent ruling that he's not capable of participating in a trial because of his mental?
It wasn't a ruling. It was the findings of the special counsel that was looking into Joe Biden having possession of documents that he was not authorized to have. And the decision not to prosecute was based on him being an elderly, forgetful man. Well-meaning, if I can paraphrase it pretty carefully, closely, an elderly, well-meaning older gentleman. Right. So they decided not to prosecute.
Neither well-meaning nor a gentleman, that's for sure.
With a poor memory.
So it wasn't a ruling, it was just a finding.
It was a finding, a report might be the more accurate term for this. What they didn't address was that what they determined was, and of course they didn't talk, I didn't read the entire report, but they didn't determine that he was not authorized as a vice president or a former vice president, either one, to have the documents that he had. In addition, he shared those documents with people that were not authorized to look at them in the first place, like his ghostwriter that helped him write his book.
I see.
That's thrown a monkey wrench in the Democratic Party leadership. This prosecutor, a man who apparently has no political bias, would write such a thing about the sitting president, basically saying he's a senile old man that can't function properly, is basically what he said, what they said. And of course, I hope that President Trump will make good use of this in his campaign, don't you?
Well, it sounds like he will. I think he might have referenced it in a speech that he gave yesterday that I think I saw on a Newsmax reel. And I did look at that video that you're talking about with the sheriff. It was pretty unbelievable.
It is.
But I mean, it's part and parcel of what we see. I mean, it's a clandestine, hidden, you know, environment right now, you know, in Washington, more so than it ever has been. And people accept it. You know, they would rather just go on, you know, doing what they're doing, you know, watching their, you know, IRAs grow and shrink, you know, as happens with the, you know.
Well, the sheriff's county has over 400,000 residents. He told us something that it really got my attention. Four or five attacks a day by the communist Chinese and three attacks a day by the Iranians in terms of hacking attacks on the critical infrastructure that he uses for all the first responders, the police, the fire, the paramedics, and the sheriff's department, and the police departments as well. That kind of caught me off guard that there would be that many cyber attacks against one sheriff's department in one county, which tells me they're probably doing it in all 3,300 counties, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, sure. Absolutely, without question. And that's the problem with the electronic nature of everything right now, that they're able to, you know, do these actions quickly, and the segmentation and the categorization and all of this is leading to a whole lot of power, you know, in the hands of a few, which is
right.
What they're after.
Well, I know in my community, the closest community nearby me is Viburnum, Missouri, population less than 700. We have an alternative communications system set up for the citizens of that little town with a FM transmitter that transmits on the commercial FM frequency that you that you can listen to on your car radio, your home stereo, your handheld radio, and it's set up in the fire department and kept in a, the equipment's kept in a Faraday cage to protect it from EMP, and we have a and there's backup power there in case the power goes out, and we have a secondary location in the police department where the antenna and the coax is set up. All we need to do is move the equipment and plug it in, and we issued my group, the Viburnum Emergency Response Team, we issued handheld hand crank AM FM radios to the principals of the schools, school superintendent, all the members of the city council, and the pastors of all the churches, so that the entire community could be alerted and kept up to speed on what's going on. The alternative being a 4x8 sheet of plywood in front of City Hall with notices posted on it. That would be the alternative. Or the police cruiser going, or the fire department going down the street, broadcasting over the loudspeaker system important notices for the citizens. So that's what I helped put my community put together for my community. And here in Davidsville, we did the same thing, by the way, and a similar system set up in Cuba, Missouri. The total cost of this is less than $500, everything included. Less than $500 for the transmitter, the antenna, the coax, the microphone, the whole deal. And it's something that our small communities have done that many, hardly any large communities have done anywhere in the country, Kirk.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, you know, communication is so important. It sounds like the costs are very, very reasonable. Is it like a family radio service? Is it FRS?
No. This is a commercial FM transmitter.
I see.
FRS, that's what you're referring to. They sell these in little blister pack packages at the sporting goods stores. That's a different...
Well, then they have a step up from there, too. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
Well, there's a couple of them, but you can't listen to... When those radios broadcast, you can't listen to it on your car radio or your home stereo.
Right.
It can't be done. So our system broadcasts on the regular FM frequency. It's illegal to do that unless there is an emergency. So about twice a year, we'll fire it up for 15 minutes just to make sure it works okay and unplug it and pack it away until it's time to test it again.
Yeah, I'd like to learn more about that. It sounds very interesting.
It is. Well, we can go. We got a couple of minutes. The equipment's sold on Amazon, and they don't put out a lot of power, but for a small community, it's more than enough power. We set up, we've done testing. The Viburnum is only about one square mile or so. And we our broadcast reaches out 5 miles north and 5 miles south. So it covers an area much larger than our immediate incorporated community does.
Hmm. Yeah, very, very
very simple stuff. Anybody who's a serious prepper, in my opinion, has a ham radio license. People tell me they're preppers, but to meet my standard of being a prepper, you have to have a ham radio license. If not, you're not serious. You're just getting close. That's all you are, is getting close. So, I do recommend that every community have its own standalone FM transmitter so that the mayor, the superintendent of schools, the chief of police, the fire chief, the sheriff can talk to all the citizens at one time and get messages out immediately, instead of having a fire truck go up and down the street with a loudspeaker or a 4x8 sheet foot of plywood in front of the mayor's office, in front of the city hall, putting up announcements. It's a far more efficient way to get the message out, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It sounds great.
Yeah, here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hello Hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Where to fall? Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a panel there for all the Water Revolution products. We like to recommend people start with the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel because, well, it doesn't need electricity. It works by gravity. We recommend one for every 2 adults, one for every 3 children, and get another one unopened in the box as a very high-quality barter item. Right, Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, if there's a better barter item, you know, other than the ReadyPure, I'm not sure what it would be. It's so important to be able to, you know, filter and purify your water no matter what the circumstances. We're used to opening up the tap and getting water directly from our well or from municipal supply, and it's very, very easy for that to stop working for a variety of reasons. And, you know, having a ReadyPure as a backup way to create potable water from groundwater, or even well water that's, you know, loaded with various pesticides and other chemicals like what we have here where I live. Very, very important. Great device. And with Water Revolution's ReadyPure, you have the option of getting the lower antioxidant cartridges, which actually create a micro-clustered antioxidant water from the already purified water out of the device. So it's a great system. We love it. We've got a lot of people that have several units for that exact purpose, you know, one to use, one to have as a barter item. We recommend one unit for every two adults.
That's right. Well, right now, it's just a matter of going to my website and placing your order, point, point, click, click. Everything works. We have electricity, the internet functions, UPS, FedEx, Postal Service are all out there with their trucks today. You know, all that could change in a heartbeat, couldn't it, Kirk?
It can happen so quickly. I mean, you know, you read these books by people like Selko, you know, talking about the Bosnian War and how quickly, you know, that city went from a modern civilized city into a nightmare, you know, a combat zone. It just happens in a flash. And,
that's right.
You know, all these sophisticated weapons that we see being developed, you know, make for much faster and much more silent, you know, attacks. And it seems like, you know, they already are going to have plenty of soldiers in place that they've been funneling, you know, through the border, all these videos, things that we watch. So it's a hairy time.
Well, I've mentioned this before. We always have new listeners. It bears mentioning again. And there's many videos, but you can see videos of these illegal aliens lined up with the Border Patrol doing what they do, searching them for weapons and so forth. And the ones where there's Chinese adult males standing there, I noticed that about half of them are standing at the position of parade rest. Now, men don't normally stand at the position of parade rest unless they've had military training. It's not a natural posture for an adult human male. It simply is not. So that tells me, as soon as I see that, it's, oh my goodness, these guys are military. They've had military training. They're standing at parade rest. Now, parade rest is you're standing up, your feet are about a foot apart, and your hands held behind the back. That's parade rest. And I find that very disturbing and very alarming. How about you, Kirk?
Well, I mean, you can see it. You know, you can see the military bearing, you know, in these crowds and or lines up, you know, lines of people, you know, that are entering. And it's just, you know, you just see a lot of Asians, you know, coming through, too, which I find very, very interesting. And it seems like from the interviews that I've watched that a lot of them are pretty well educated. You know, it's a scary situation because a lot of them are military.
Yeah, we got both ends of the spectrum. Military trained men who are, you know, above average IQ, obviously. And then there's the men and women coming out of Central and South America, coming from the insane asylums and the prisons. That's the other end of the spectrum. Men and women who have mental issues that are have a criminal attitude because they are criminals, and they can't possibly function in our society in any normal way, can they?
No, and it's clear what the overall design is, and just, you know, one more reason to really become prepared.
It is, yeah. So nothing we can do at the national level to change things. What we can do is prepare our own families as best we can. The sheriff, Jones, was advocating that people set up a safe room, similar to what the Israelis did in Israel there. These individual safe rooms saved a lot of lives, from what I've read and seen. Right, Kirk?
It's interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting. I haven't read up on that, but I find it interesting and certainly something that we need to consider, you know, more in this country. Other countries do it. We don't seem to do it here.
Well, he also mentioned, Sheriff Jones, I mentioned that when the Palestinians attacked on the 7th day of October, was that October, right? 7th day of October, that it was the local police who stopped the attack. It wasn't the Israeli military. They were on stand down. They were off someplace else. The local police stopped the attacks. Here's our break for right there.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information, an awful lot. Information that will educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. I hope some of this information makes you angry. It really should, and help motivate you. My friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, nuclear engineer, he's a hobby farmer, but right now it's winter. He's got more time to write. He's been writing some excellent articles. He's a friend, lives 2 counties south of me. His articles are posted there in his panel, Steve O'Neill's panel. And, of course, the COVID-19 section has more than 200 articles and videos. Some of them are sold that the links no longer work. If it doesn't work, just go on to the next one. We have the document that a judge required Pfizer to release 9 pages, single space, of all the known side effects of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination, along with articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yadin, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying in no uncertain terms that all the COVID vaccinations are meant to kill and hurt people. They aren't side effects. They're the directed, the intended effects of the COVID vaccinations. And, of course, products will help you achieve your goals, like the Liberator rocket heater, the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, and, of course, the Water Revolution products that will help you be water independent. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, we're talking about the events today and preparedness. Well, Kirk, what's high on your list that you'd like to talk about today, sir?
Well, I'm interested in learning a little bit more about this Kansas City parade shooting that took place this week. And
Well, I've been, I'm a Missourian. I sent a check to the Kennedy campaign. So I received a text message to be part of that parade, which I did not do. But Union Station is a beautiful place in Kansas City, very large, beautiful structure. One person dead and 22 wounded. And I don't know much more about it, Kirk, do you?
No, I've been scanning the articles trying to get the facts, and it's just interesting. It's just, it seems like for the first time in a long time, there are not a whole lot of facts surrounding this shooting. One thing is for sure, a lot of people are commenting on the Missouri gun law and the freedom, you know, that Missourians enjoy with their guns, suggesting that this needs to be taken away and curtailed. And I know there was a recent ruling in the Supreme Court, I think, saying that perhaps the latest edition of that law was actually unconstitutional. Did you read that also?
Not yet, no. But that we expect that.
Yeah, it looks like they're ganging up, you know, on this attempt, you know, for Missourians to be, you know, truly gun independent, which I think is a shame. We'll see as the battle continues.
We have a supermajority of Republicans, both the House and the Senate of the Missouri legislature. We have not had a Democratic governor for probably 20 plus years. So anti-gun stuff is has no chance of doing anything in this state, not at all.
No, I'm just saying that they're mounting opposition, you know, to the perceived, you know, increase in freedom. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Whether it'll ultimately make a difference or not, I don't know, but they're certainly gearing up and mounting opposition. You can see by the commentary in that ruling in the Supreme Court, and then now, of course, this shooting, you know, that just happened, and the politicians are standing up, you know, the Democratic ones, and saying, "See, you know, we told you, you know, the gun laws in Missouri are too lax," and you know, I'm just saying that it's an info war targeted, you know, on that issue, or so it would seem.
It would seem, but we'll get past it. I'm not anti-gun stuff. It just doesn't have a chance of passing in Missouri. We have a Democratic-controlled House of Representatives in Congress, which means anti-gun stuff is dead on arrival there. We may flip some seats in the Senate this coming election and have, once again, a Republican-controlled U.S. Senate. And maybe they'll actually do something instead of sitting on their hands, which is what they've done in the past, haven't they, Kirk?
Yeah, it's tragic, you know, to watch the way things are moving. And you just don't see a lot of, you know, activity on the conservative side in any of the politics anywhere. And it's just a shame.
It is. Well, we got open lines. If somebody has a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, we're more than halfway past the second month of the year. This time is flying as it normally does.
It is. It's crazy how fast it's moving. Winter's almost over. Grass is starting to get green here.
Well, it's not quite getting green here, but we're already. Our weather is varying from mid to high 60s to low 40s at night. So we have snow in the prediction for tomorrow. But our total snowfall this year, I think, has been half an inch. So not a big deal.
It's been very light. Yeah, we haven't had any snow here, not even flurries.
Yep. Well, and that's my friends down at Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, they have a similar winter, but usually a bit milder. They're a little bit farther south. So I'll take mild winters anytime, won't you?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. They're really getting hammered up in the Northeast, too, this year. It's a nice time to live in the South.
Yeah, well, it's that is what it is. And people that live north and they like the snow, like my friend Jeff Nyquist, I say God bless them. They're welcome to it. Anyway, preparedness is my mantra, has been for decades. I encourage families to get prepared. I encourage communities to get prepared. Getting a community prepared is not a small task, but I've helped these communities around here get prepared. It doesn't take a whole lot of people. Just three or four key people can make it happen, Kirk. That's all it takes.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, to see it happen. I don't know what we have going on here in this community. It doesn't seem like a whole lot.
Well, you have to be part of the community to find out. Now, when I was working with the city of Iburnum, we had our monthly preparedness meetings, which included the mayor, the chief of police, and the fire chief. And we got together once a month, and we strategized and planned on what to do that would help our community. And it was very helpful to put in place things that will continue decades into the future. For example, we identified all the men that had heavy equipment that could be used to clear the streets and clear debris, that had bulldozers and high lifts and dump trucks to clear out the and the agreement we made with these men was we would provide security for their families while they were helping to clear the streets and remove debris, just as one example. We identified everybody who was homebound and needed care because they couldn't get out, so that we could take care of those folks. We identified all the ham radio operators. We identified everybody who had any medical training of any kind so that they could be a part of our team. It took several years to do this, but we got it all put together. And I'm very glad we did it. And the people who are part of it are very glad they did it also, Kirk.
Yeah, it's been very, very busy for us this year. We've got a lot going on in Water Revolution. We have a whole course on water, a free course that we're building that people can participate in. And we have a new software system that we're implementing. You know, the technology changes so fast. You know, we started working on one system 2 years ago, and that really already is outdated. So we've switched over to a different platform, which I think will be a lot more helpful for people to get an education. I was able to listen to an interview that Dr. Robert O. Young did last week. Do you know who he is?
Offhand, I don't. Tell us about him.
He's the author of the book, The pH Miracle, and it really is a series. There's three or four parts to it. But he's a microscopy specialist out in California. Really, I think, probably is the undisputed international authority on microbiology and the science of microscopy, you know, in general. And he has an electron microscope, and he's a great author, great teacher. He's spoken at many, many colleges and universities, including Harvard. And his book, The pH Miracle, you know, talks about how the body needs to be maintained as an alkaline system. And right. Once it shifts acidic, this is when all the diseases take hold.
Right,
and
the
challenge is that, you know, in America and many civilized countries, all the foods that we like to eat and enjoy are acidic forming in the body. So if we're not careful to take in alkaline foods throughout the day, very quickly, you know, acidosis can take hold in the body. And the other thing that he really talked about recently, which I found fascinating, was that, you know, modern medicine, you know, focuses on attacking symptoms and doesn't really get down to the issues of health. And he says that, you know, we have to look at the body as an environment system, you know, environment-based. And he gives an example. He says, well, if you have fish in a tank and the fish gets sick, do you try to inoculate the fish? No, you change the water. You change the environment. And if you think about that, you know, it's pretty interesting in contrast to what we do, you know, in modern medicine. And it's so important to take care of the body's natural environment and make sure that it maintains that alkaline balance, which is not easy to do given the modern diet. So that's one of the reasons that we got involved with the alkaline antioxidant water 18 years ago, is because of the teachings of Dr. Young. And in fact, he was actually a spokesperson for the first company with Alkaline Water that Kathy and I formed back 17 years, I think it's been. Just a great guy. His latest take on maintaining the body's fluid system. He says that the interstitial is, I think that's how you pronounce it, water system in the body is what contains all the body's trillions of cells, and that it's so important, you know, to keep that system clean and free of contaminants. He's thinking that all the diseases that we're seeing now are a function of the attack on that environment. You know, toxins, poisons in the food, stuff that they're spraying in the air, how all of these people that have never been vaccinated are still showing up with these traces of material in their body. And his contention is that it's coming in, you know, through the air and through the water. So really, really important to beef up that alkaline intake. And that's one of the reasons we believe so much in the alkaline antioxidant water. It's just a very easy way to make sure that you take in alkaline food in the form of water throughout the day. And we do things, you know, to micro cluster and loosen up that water structure even more, including our brand new Helix Energizer system that's a part of not only our Helix Purity device, but is available as a separate device to add to any other drinking water system that you might have, or a whole house water system. And we're starting to sell more and more of those, you know, in part because of teachings like this. People are becoming much more aware of what it takes to maintain that healthy balance in the body. And most don't even consider it and just move forward, you know, with their processed foods and their drugs and pharmacy, which, you know, we know where that ends up. And, you know, healthcare is suspect at this point, in my opinion, more than it ever has been, based on what we saw, you know, with the vaccinations and the program to supposedly treat that in the hospitals, you know, the COVID. So it's just a fascinating time. I find his stuff very interesting. Again, Dr. Robert Young, the author of the PH Miracle series of books.
All right. Well, it sounds like a very important book for people to get and read and be on the road to superior health. Right, Kirk?
Absolutely. Yep. Maintaining the wellness balance in the body.
These things are simple and they don't cost any money of any consequence, do they?
No, I think, well, you know, if you buy an alkaline water system for the house, you're looking at somewhere between typically $500 and $1,000, but it's a product that you're going to have forever. I mean, we've had our system at the house now for, I think, 16 years, and very high quality, very durable. We manufacture most of our filtration right here at our factory in North Carolina, and we create a very vibrant, energy-rich, micro-clustered water that does have that alkaline measure. And not only that, but, you know, all the way up to full-blown constant pressure purification with models like our Alka Purity.
Simple stuff, not terribly expensive compared to the alternative of illness and very expensive treatments and pharmaceutical products that simply don't work anyway, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's much easier to stay healthy than it is to, you know, treat issues once you get sick.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, I made a decision years ago to spend money on staying healthy as opposed to health insurance that takes care of you after you've gotten ill. And it's worked out pretty good for me, Kirk.
It has. Now, your first wife was a natural doctor, was she not?
She was a chiropractor, right. Right.
Right.
And that was our decision. She, unfortunately, she was a hard-headed woman, and she did not follow the protocols in G. Edward Griffin's book for how to not get cancer. And about 8 weeks before she died, she asked me, she says, "Honey, are you mad at me because I didn't do what you've been doing the past 25 years?" And I said, "No, dear, I'm not angry. I'm disappointed. That was your decision." And that's how that ended. So living a healthy lifestyle is not expensive. It is the way to have true independence and health and energy that we need to live the life we want to live, what you want to live, right, Kirk?
Yeah, that's the problem. A lot of these technologies that they're employing now are just designed, you know, to make us sick and weak. And they're very effective at doing that. And, you know, it's so important. I mean, you know, maintaining a proper detoxification in the body to me is one of the very important keys of health. And nothing is going to hydrate you and detox you faster than this energized water. And again, easy to do. I mean, certainly easier not to do. But in my opinion, I mean, if you're buying bottled water from the store or drinking a lot of these processed beverages that many of the young people do now these days, you're going to save a lot of money with one of these water systems.
Right. Well, saving money in terms of, well, lots of ways. You're saving money by largely eliminating the possibility of chronic illnesses because you didn't do these things. Right, Kirk?
Well, and people don't realize initially, you know, you're drinking the bottled water from the store. Most of these waters that are offered are very acidic. All of them are contained inside of plastic bottles. And over time and distance, exposure to sunlight, those chemicals can leak into the water, and they do.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Well, we don't know what the future holds, but we know what it could hold, don't we, Kirk?
Yeah, we do, and one thing I know for sure is that Monday is President's Day, and got a special promotion running right now.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's coupon code Washington, because he's my favorite president. And anyway, that's going to take place now through Monday, and that's a 10% store-wide discount on everything, including our you know, more expensive whole house systems. So take advantage of that coupon code Washington. And again, you can access our website through John's website at thelibertyman.com or libertymanwater.com. Either one will take you there.
All right. Well, that's really good to know. Yeah, next Monday, the banks will be closed. No mail delivery and post office closed. And, of course, they're trying to dilute our heritage by lumping Lincoln and Washington's birthdays together, aren't they?
They are. Yep. And that happened, what? Gosh, it's been like 10 years, hasn't it?
Maybe it's been quite a while.
And then, 'cause it used to be separate, right? Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday.
Lincoln's and Washington were separate holidays. And of course, creating new holidays that that nobody even understands what they are, why they have them. But that's just the politically correct wokeness creeping into our culture, isn't it?
It is, and they've done such an effective job. You know, don't let yourself or your relatives fall victim. Make sure and get the right information in front of them. And, you know, John, your show certainly makes it easy to do that.
Right.
So much great stuff. You know,
we do what we can. We do what we can within our limitations, absolutely. Well, Kirk, we're down to about the last 60 seconds here. You got a final wrap-up and for our listeners, sir?
Well, take advantage of the sales that we have going on. You know, take responsibility for the quality of your water in your house. And while you're prepping, you know, think about prepping for having the right kind of water access when it becomes even more important and the food supply becomes constrictive, as we know that it will. So thanks a lot, John. Yeah, have a great weekend.
Okay, you do the same. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir. Appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Okay, top of the hour break's coming up in less than 2 minutes. We'll have with us my friend, Dr. Len Horowitz. I refer to him as a man with a brain with his brain on fire. Author of 25, 26 books. He doesn't even know how many books he's written. Another one on the way, which I hope to be getting a review copy of it soon. Dr. Horowitz and I, we issued a warning. And I'm going to go right to my website to tell you about that warning. That was in 2020. In 2020, we issued a warning. And it's an eight-minute audio clip. I'll scroll down to it here. Here it is. May the 7th, 2020. Eight-minute audio clip where we warn people two things. First of all, there's never been, never has been, never will be a safe and effective vaccine created in 9 months or less. A very true statement. That a lot of people paid heed to. The second statement I made was my belief that the vaccines were already in refrigerators, waiting to be distributed. At that time, it was a belief based on my knowledge and experience. We now have evidence that, in fact, the vaccines for the COVID pandemic were already in refrigerators, waiting to be distributed, because they worked 6 years before they were released in January of 2020. 2021. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.